there's silver linings in this situation. Obviously, you didn't want to lose the game to Green Bay and play on Thursday night, but now you have some time off till Monday night, and then the bye week after that. So really, your one game in 20 days. Is this team need that more than anything, just to get all the bumps and bruises healed up and maybe just take a deep breath?
Well, for sure, it comes at a good time. I mean, even this 10-day segment, I think, is going to be important to get some guys healed up, figure out where we are at quarterback, and really multiple positions as it pertains to injury. So it'll come at a good time. We have a really stiff test coming up Monday night versus Minnesota Vikings that I'm sure the guys will be excited about, and then we get some time off.
As we stand here on Sunday night, what is the quarterback situation? What are your options here?
Well, I think, obviously Jay Cutler, he's improving. His thumb's healing. We're going to have to go out and sign a quarterback in some capacity. But the hope right now is to get Jay ready, and we'll see how that goes.
And has he been in your ear?
Oh, yeah. I think he's a competitor. He's been in our ear for a couple weeks, actually. But, I think, he played with some duress before, and we kind of try to avoid that, at least make sure he's, physically capable to play.
Give us a little sneak peek. I know you haven't had much time to dwell on it, but the Vikings are playing well. They play hard defense, and that's really the first step in the whole process right now.
Yeah, they've been leaning on their defense and special teams, and they've got big play people in really both those phases. As their offense gets adjusted, they've had some injuries on offense. Obviously, the well-documented one at quarterback, and then they trade for Sam Bradford. But they've had a few in the offensive line and at running back as well. So, they're doing a good job playing opportunistic football and leaning more on special teams and defense.
Is the second three-game losing streak in the season. I know you chunk things up. The mood being what it likely is in this situation, how do you make sure it keeps bouncing in the right direction despite the disappointments?
Well, I think guys, they realize they can control what they can control. You can't control injuries. You can't control, the record right now. It's just you can control what you're doing moving forward, and I think our guys have that mindset. I think you saw a lot of that even in the game Thursday night against Green Bay.